Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of January. I'm your host, Paul White. It's a Tuesday. Let me remind you that tonight is our first Tuesday evening Bible study of 2020. We will be on the 71st lesson in the book of John, and we are at Lazarus's tomb. We've been there for a few weeks. We are going to be working on that resurrection moment tonight, and if you are in the North Georgia area, come see us at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If not, of course, we air those video audios on Wednesday. So check us out tomorrow. That will be up sometime. And keep it in mind as we go through this year. Our goal, our plan this year is to do these on Tuesdays all year long, which we did in 2019 as well. Take the journey through John with us. 1 Corinthians 15. We are in 23, 24, 25, 26, but each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming, then the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. To be very honest with you, I have not entirely looked forward to getting to these verses, and I'll tell you why. I try to be honest with my DDP audience. You guys are on this journey with me. I haven't looked forward to getting to these verses simply because I haven't completely settled in my own journey what I think Paul means. So rather than making something up and telling you this is what it means, I think that's a bad idea anyway. What we're really doing is trying to figure out how it applies. And knowing that you and I have went on this contextual road and what Paul's trying to do with the Corinthian church, I want to try and lay out the ideas behind this, the options behind this. Here is the idea that I grew up with, the idea that is in some circles orthodox. And that idea would be this: Jesus raised from the dead first. When Jesus comes back, he'll raise everyone else who is dead. And after that, it's all over as you know it. He'll deliver the kingdom of God to the Father. I'm walking through, by the way, if you just want to follow along. I'm walking through how I understood these verses for years, and this is going to sound like how some of you understood them, and it might sound like how you understand them now, and I want to say, I'm not here to shoot anything down. I'm going to throw all these options out there on the table, okay? Let me start over. This is how I saw it, 23. Resurrection happens in order. Christ comes out first. Everybody else will resurrect when Christ comes back, everybody else that's dead. I also inserted a rapture right here, that there was a rapture that happened when he came. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power. And so I understood this to be the literal end of the world as we know it, that there will be a time when Jesus would deliver the kingdom of God to the Father and put an end to everything else. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Now, in that instance, we had Jesus reigning ceremonially from heaven, someday literally from earth, and the last thing he would do is stop people from dying. This was my traditional understanding of this text. Let me give you an alternate understanding of this text. Here's an alternate understanding. Christ raised from the dead. Christ made an appearance in judgment on Israel when the temple came down. This is his coming, the coming he prophesied of in the book of Matthew. And when he did, he brought true resurrection reality into a new age, because he completely put away the rule, authority, and power of the old age of the Mosaic system. And he reigns, putting enemies under his feet at the time of the writing. And the last enemy that he will destroy when he comes back to destroy the temple in AD 70 would be the death associated with the law. And one of the reasons why that teaching pitches death as not physical death, but the death associated with the law, is due to the fact that later in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, 55, and 56, Paul talks about death being swallowed up in victory, and then says, the sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. So Paul associates death, sin, and law. So the thought process is that what Paul means in 1 Corinthians 15 is that Christ is going to completely eradicate the old system of death and put it under his feet when he appears, and that that appearing happened in their generation. That also, that theory, that belief, uses things like 2 Corinthians 3, where in the next book, Paul will talk about the ministry of death being associated with that which is written and engraved on stones. These are a couple of ways of looking at this. The third could be some sort of hybrid in which the end and the coming are not the same event. That Jesus appeared in judgment, and yet there's an end that is coming someday, and at that end, he will finally put an end to physical death. You might be listening to this podcast going, why give us these different ways of thinking? Why don't you just tell us what you believe? Well, because as I said at the beginning, I see validity in both sides. I admit that I lean in the fullness of my theology, I lean to the second interpretation. But in the wording, the way it's worded in the English, and I'm no Greek expert and certainly not enough to read every word in Greek and get what they would have got. But when I read it in the English, there is this appearance of things happening on a chronological scale that go beyond the scope of Paul and his audience. My struggle with that, theory, it's why I can't just stay there, is that it doesn't do a lot of good to go beyond the scope of Paul and his audience. It doesn't do his audience a lot of good. Let's put it that way. Now, there's people who've done a lot of work on this. I've listened and read a lot of work on it. Some of it seems to run in circles very hard, as if by running really fast through it or throwing words on top of words, you can throw enough information out there that somebody will believe you. I'm not real fond of that kind of teaching. I'm also not real fond of, even though I'm slow, man, 71 lessons into John, we're in chapter 11, I've seen people take that long to go through a verse or two. You can get exhausted to the point that it's lost its original meaning. I'm not sure exactly where Paul's going. What I do take as peace is Christ reigns. That's how I can handle verses like this. And whatever he calls death is going under his feet. And I may not have the answer to what all that looks like, but I can rest in the truth of knowing that if it's death, if it's deadly, if it causes me a problem, it belongs under his feet. See you tomorrow. God bless.